B-Pod Studios.
Into this draft and what the Eagles may do from the co-maestro with Barrett Brooks on Quick Slants, among other things, and among other things would be like being stingy with the ribs. Let's welcome in Derek Gunn. What's up, D-Gunn?
Come on, man. Are you going to keep bringing this up every time I talk
Tyrone, to you? Tyrone prompts me to do it all the time. He's don't forget the rib him on the ribs.
Look, man, can't we just get along?
Listen, man, I don't have any, like, skin in this game. You know, Tyrone, he's there. He sees this rib thing, you know. Booney producer, he sees it. I'm an outside observer.
But you're just a spoken antagonist?
I am. Yeah, that's what I do best, of course. The antagonist part. So, all right, let's get to this draft here. And, I don't know where they're going to go, but let me go first with you on this. Do you believe it is incumbent upon them? Like, if they see these four guys slipping away before they get to 21, is it incumbent upon them that they must move up to get one of these guys? Or do they have it figured out by any, not even taking one guy and they can take somebody else or they can trade back? What do you think they're thinking?
Yeah, you know what? I don't want to use the word must, but it's obvious after talking to a number of people that the universal three favorite wide receivers in this draft are Ruggs, Jefferson, and Lamb. Now, I don't think Lamb is going to be there, but there's a possibility they could move up to get Ruggs or Jefferson. It all depends on what they need to give up. But if this draft is as deep and as talented as they say it is, coupled in with the fact Howie has told us they want to get younger on this roster, well, you lost two picks, make it a trade for Darius Slay. So you might want to get some draft picks back as well. Then it doesn't surprise me if they move down and try to get a T. Higgins, a Jalen Reagor, Denzel Mims, one of these guys, Brandon Ayuk. Because if what the experts are saying is true, these guys are not considered part of the top four, but they're not that far off of the next tier, which means you're still getting a quality wide receiver. But we both know Howie does not sit well. You know, historically, when he's controlled the drafts, only three times he stood pat in a draft. So I'm inclined to believe right now that Howie's trying to move his way up the draft just to get that guy that he wants.
All right, so who do you think is the guy they want if they're going to move up?
I'd have to say it has to be Jefferson.
Jefferson,
because every time I've looked at this kid, and I've said this a number of times, I think of a Julio Jones. His body type, flexibility, the way he can twist and turn and catch the football, winning the 50-50 balls, good route runner, can get separation. Makes yards after the catch. I just like the overall makeup of this guy. And that's not to say that that's the only one they have to have, but you asked me which one I think they're looking at. I have to say it's Jefferson. It's Jefferson and Ruggs are close second, and then Lamb, I think, is third in their eyes.
What do you think the ceiling is on the cost that they would pay?
Wow, that's a good one. Depends on how far you're moving up. How many draft picks you want to give up? Because if you have to give up another draft pick or two this year to move up three, four, five spots.
Let's just say it's the second pick also that has to be included in this deal.
I don't know if I'm giving up that second pick. Because that second pick could be another starter for this team. It could be your linebacker of the future. And let's face it, when it comes to second round picks, the Eagles have been somewhat iffy. You look at the Sidney Jones situation. You look at the J.J. Arcega-Whiteside situation. They've been iffy in that regard. But I think right now, and again, pushing towards the youth movement, I think I can't give up that second pick this year. I just can't. Now, if you have to give up a third and maybe something significant next year, okay. But right now, I know what my needs are. We've got to get better, faster, more creative, more versatile in the wide receiving position. I just can't give up. Who knows? They might go two wide receivers the first two rounds. So I can't give up that second pick.
All right, we're talking to Derek Gunn, NBC Sports Philly. D-Gunn, I know you guys are going to have comprehensive draft coverage. Tell us what to expect here on the NBC Sports Philly.
Yeah, Mike, thank you, man. On Thursday night from 6 to 7 o'clock, we have our on-the-clock draft show. It's me, Michael Barkamp, Barrett Brooks, Dave Zangaro, Ruben Frank. We'll be back again at 10 o'clock. Same crew from 10 to 11 and possibly beyond, depending on how quickly or how slowly the first round unfolds. Of course, on our My Teams app and our website, NBCSportsPhiladelphia.com, complete draft coverage updates Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're also going to have a wrap-up show on Saturday night at 8 p.m. when the draft is all said and done to talk about the Eagles and what everybody else did across the board in the draft as well. So it's been crazy, but it's been fun. Been different doing it all from home, but it should be quite entertaining all 3 days.
Yeah, are you guys all coordinated? The NFL had some problems yesterday. Are you guys going to be all coordinated for the draft and, you know, with your pictures on the screen at the same time?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, we've been practicing these upcoming shows for almost 2 weeks now.
Okay.
And hopefully we've worked out all the kinks. You know, we've had some audio issues at times. We've had some video issues at times. But we have a great staff of engineers and techs, and they have been tremendous in terms of working out the problems. And it's funny, you talked about the problems the NFL draft was having. And I talked to somebody associated with one of the teams in the draft, and they said it was a complete blank show. I wish they would have pushed the draft back 30 to 45 days because, you know, and as I brought up, I said, what are you going to do if you have some of these severe weather patterns moving in? You look at what happened Sunday. The Southeast got hammered. We've got significant rain and wind today. These patterns keep moving in and out, and they're going to disrupt some of these signals, which could delay a lot of communications, but from point A to point B being Roger Goodell in his home in Brooklyn.
Well, this is why it's so watchable to see if it's going to come off.
You know what's funny, Mike? And I said this the other day. I said the NFL could have record numbers in terms of viewers for this particular draft because so many people are so intrigued with, number one, how it's going to be conducted, and number two, will there be any snafus along the way in the first round?
Yep. There's no question about it. All right, let me get back to the draft. Just a couple other things. So let's just paint another scenario. Okay, the price is too high for them to move up. They stay at 21. Do you believe that they would be more inclined at 21 to pick another position? And if that position, what would that position be? Like, could it be a linebacker? Could it be the defensive end, Chaisson? Could it be the safety if the kid from Alabama, who's a highly rated player, is still on the board? Who do you think it will be if they stay and wide receivers are good, the four are gone?
I'm torn right now between linebacking and an edge rusher in terms of making improvements there. You know, when free agency started, from what I was told, the priority for the team was wide receiver, cornerback, linebacker, offensive lineman. Well, they went out and got Darius Slay. They added Nickell Robey-Coleman, who's versatile both in the slot position and on the outside. So I think they're breathing a little bit easier. I'm still waiting to see. Now, Jalen Mills obviously is moving to a safety, but I want to see who can step up and emulate some of the things that Malcolm Jenkins did for this defense. But they do have a dire need at the linebacking spot. They could use another edge rusher, no question about that. So I'm torn between those two positions. But there's some good ones out there. Kenneth Murray, Patrick Queen. You got some good players out there. You talked about Chaisson, you know. So there's some guys out there that would really fit Jim Schwartz's scheme. If they decide that they could get what they want in terms of a receiver in that second round, it would still fit the bill. Then, you know, Mike, we've you've been here longer than I have, but as I've watched, even when Andy Reid was here, when we all believed it was a slam dunk on a certain position this team should take, this team throws us for a curve and goes in a completely different direction.
That's absolutely true. All right, so in the latter round, I'm going to just throw a position at you, and you tell me yes or no, do you think they would draft? So running back, will they grab one in this draft?
I think they still want to bring Corey Clement back, probably for less of money. You know, he was a restricted free agent. They let him get out there and test the market. Haven't really heard anything from Corey. I think they want him back. They like what he can do. They can bring him back at a lesser number. If they can't bring Corey back, then I think in the latter rounds, yes, it would be in their best interest to bring another running back in here.
All right, offensive lineman.
No question. You know, with the uncertainty of Jason Peters, Big V's not walking through that door anymore. I know they want Jason Peters back. I know for a fact that they're not real comfortable with Andre Dillard right now. He's got some room to grow. I thought he would need another year under the likes of a Jason Peters. He may or may not have Peters at his disposal if he has to step it up. Carson Wentz should be a little bit nervous early on in the season about who's protecting his blind side. And they do need another lineman that they can train to be a little bit versatile both on the inside and the outside.
All right, last cornerback. Will they take one?
Depends on who's on the board, but I do believe, I mean, I know they love Avante Maddox right now, and from what I've been told, Avante, it's his job to win or lose opposite Darius Slay right now. That's not to say they won't look at a cornerback, and I think it all depends, Mike, on how the board falls. But yes, they could use another cornerback. Another young guy who could groom under the likes of a Darius Slay along with, you know, Avante Maddox and a Craven LeBlanc, and those guys. So I wouldn't put it past them to get another cornerback.
All right. Sounds good. Here's what you should do, in the 6 o'clock portion of the show. Yeah. You should, chomp on a couple of ribs in front of everybody. You know, just
I knew you were going to say
just
that.
Just to get him going.
Here's what I'm thinking. When they come to me live in the show, I'm out of my deck and I'm smoking some ribs.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should be doing.
And tell them, I'll get back to you guys in just a moment. They're just about done.
Sounds good, man. Good drama. Derek, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
No problem, man. You guys have a good day and be safe out there.
All right, you too. There's Derek on NBC Sports of Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.